Public speaking in a multicultural world. Avoiding ethnocentrism.
Ethnocentrism is the belief that our own group or culture, whatever it may be, is superior to all other groups or cultures. Because of ethnocentrism, we identify with our group or culture and see its values, beliefs, and customs as right or natural, in comparison to the values, beliefs, and customs of other groups or cultures, which we tend to think of as wrong or unnatural. Ethnocentrism is part of every culture. If you were born and raised in the United States, you may find it strange that most people in India regard the cow as a sacred animal and forego using it as a source of food. On the other hand, if you were born and raised in India, you might well be shocked at the use of cows in the United States for food, clothing, and other consumer goods. Ethnocentrism can play a positive role in creating group pride and loyalty. But it can also be a destructive force, especially when it leads to prejudice and hostility toward different racial, ethnic, or cultural groups. To be an effective public speaker in a multicultural world, you need to keep in mind that all people have their special beliefs and customs. Avoiding ethnocentrism does not mean you must agree with the values and practices of all groups and cultures. At times, you might try to convince people of different cultures to change their traditional ways of doing things. As speakers from the United Nations seek to persuade farmers in Africa to adopt more productive methods of agriculture, or as delegates from the U.S. and Japan attempt to influence the other countries' trade policies. If such speakers are to be successful, however, they must show respect for the cultures of the people they address. They cannot assume that their cultural assumptions and practices will be shared or even understood by all members of their audience. They need to adapt their message to the cultural values and expectations of their listeners. When you work on your speeches, keep in mind the growing diversity of life in the modern world and be alert to how cultural factors might affect the way listeners respond to your speeches.